Hello, and welcome back to Sass Stories and Sarcasm. This is episode 64, and we're your hosts, Mary and Brian.
Yep. So, first things first, I'm going to talk about my week. And so this is the first week in my new house, and a lot of boxes to be unpacked, mm-hmm. and dressers to be moved into their proper spot. But mainly, and most importantly, my Ethernet cord did arrive. So this should be a clear and easy to hear podcast. I don't know if the last one came out perfectly, but this one will definitely come out a lot better. And it seems to have fixed my internet problems. And guys want to know, it was indeed a 100-foot Ethernet cord, and it literally doubled my internet speed. So yeah. if you ever need to improve your internet speed and you're on wireless, just get an Ethernet cord.
It's not sponsored by Ethernet cords.
Yes. And we're not sponsored by any Ethernet cord companies. I'm just saying this as a matter of tech advice. So, oh, wow. It just thundered outside.
Oh, wow.
Or is thundered a word? It was thundering there. Okay. Anyways, other news regarding my new home. So I have a backyard now, and the dog loves it. Although it turns out that there's a bunch of lizards and squirrels that live in the backyard, mm-hmm. and like my dog goes insane when he sees a squirrel. Like my first dog didn't do this. Like he was just very relaxed and didn't go hyper when he saw a squirrel. This one literally like starts like going crazy all over the place when he sees a squirrel. Like in the movie, was it Up?
Yeah, like, says squirrel.
Yeah, where he's like squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. And I literally thought that was a joke. I'm like, you know what, dogs don't do that. But apparently dogs do that, and it's crazy. Like he'll be like he'll chase a squirrel up the tree, and he'll be like hopping like a kangaroo on two legs, like against the tree, like trying to climb the tree. I'm like, is this normal dog behavior? I don't know. But so far he has not caught the squirrel, and that's good.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, I don't want to see. So I don't even know what he'd do with a squirrel. He's too much of a spaz to do anything with the squirrel, but he'd probably scare the squirrel. But anyways, that's the majority of my week. Just unboxing and
nothing else happened besides unboxing and watching your dog chase after a squirrel.
Well, there were some other things that happened, but I'll keep that secret for now, and I'll let you guys know if any other developments happen later on.
It's so vague.
Yeah, it is vague. All right, what's with you, Mary? Anything interesting happening?
Yeah, let's see. So over the last weekend, I went to the Husky game with my cousin Sarah, and they were playing against Hawaii. And, you know, the week before, I had been flying in from Hawaii, and that was right when the thunderstorm happened, and that's right when the Husky game for that week had started, and that game got delayed till 10:30 p.m. and then didn't get finished playing until 1:45. But this week when we went, it wasn't too bad. I mean, it got a little bit chilly at the end, but really wasn't too bad. And Huskies they played really well.
Did they win? Or
yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then this week we had a work retreat. And so on Tuesday morning, we drove up to Camp Casey, which is a camp owned by SPU, and we had our whole office went up there for an overnight retreat, and we got to walk along the beach, got to explore, like walk around by a lighthouse and just walk around the grounds. It was on Whidbey Island. And then, we did work stuff too. We talked about personas and talked about, you know, the personas of, you know, undergrad, grad, alumni, and just talked about how we can better market to them. And then
was it supposed to be like a work type thing, or is it? Oh, okay.
It was like a mix of both. I mean, we all got to go out to dinner together, and we played, we had a bonfire and played heads up, all fun stuff like that. But we also talked about our own personas. We just like talked like, you know, basically like team building. And one of the things you're supposed to share is like your pet peeve. And this, what you just said reminded me of my pet peeve. When someone says that they have a secret or a story or something, and then they're like, but I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, like, I'm sorry, Mary. Well, you're just going to have to live with that pet peeve.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know. I do live with it every day.
That is true.
But yeah, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. But yeah, we all shared our pet peeves and told each other a little bit more about ourselves. So it was really good team bonding. And since my old team, we got merged into this team like middle of July. So I got to know my coworker. I mean, I'd worked with some of these people before, but got to know everyone a little bit better over this overnight. But man, I was tired last night and I slept really well in my own bed. yeah.
Yeah. So
And
where were you sleeping? Was it like a camp type thing or?
yeah, I mean, it was just like we all stayed in the same building and we each had our own room and then we had shared bathrooms.
Oh, okay. So it was like a, but what was the building like? Was it
It's like a dorm, basically. I mean,
like a
essentially.
motel type,
No,
or
I
I guess a
mean,
dorm?
like it was more like a dorm. There's like two beds in each room, and then we just, each person had their own room, though. And
Okay,
yeah.
that's nice.
Yeah, and we all got sweatshirts. The theme of the retreat was who's out there, because we were talking about personas. And the cool part was is the sweatshirts, the lettering on the sweatshirt glow in the dark. So we were all just like taking our phone flashlights and like going over it on our chest, and then we turn off all the lights and just lit up.
That's pretty neat. I don't think I
Yeah.
have any glow in the dark clothes. Maybe I should get some one of these days. Don't want to get hit by a car or something. But
Mean, it's not that bright.
okay. I
Yeah.
guess they're not like reflective,
Yeah, I mean, you
but
could get
that's pretty
reflective
cool
gear, but
still.
yeah, it
Yeah.
was cool. So yeah, it was really fun, and I thought that today was Monday because I just was so confused about what day of the week it was to have a retreat in the middle of the week.
Yeah, that can be confusing. But hey, we're halfway done with the week, so there you go.
Oh no, we're way farther. We're 80% done with the week.
Okay,
Today's
yes.
Thursday.
Four fifths of the way. There.
Yeah.
There you go.
Way different than halfway.
That is true.
But yeah, so first we wanted to start off talking about The Bachelor. Neither of us watched Bachelor in Paradise because I just don't find, I mean, all of the shows are kind of trashy TV, but Bachelor in Paradise especially is pretty trashy. So that season wrapped up on Tuesday, I believe.
You're
And
saying you have TV standards, Mary?
yeah.
Okay.
So usually Bachelor in Paradise is on Mondays, but Dancing with the Stars started on Monday, and guess who's on Dancing with the Stars? Hannah
Oh
Brown.
my gosh.
I think we mentioned this before, but yeah, the old Bachelorette is now on Dancing with the Stars. And on Tuesday was the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. Again, didn't watch it, but thanks to the internet, found out who the next Bachelor was, who he was announced during that finale, and none other than Peter Weber, who was he's from Hannah's season
Westlake.
of The Bachelorette, and yeah, he's from Westlake Village, where Brian went to high school, and yeah, he went to the rival high school of Brian. He is currently a Delta pilot Pete, and let's see, I have a few more things, some facts about him. So he has a younger brother who is named Jack, and he also is a pilot. He still lives with his parents. And this article is not clear, but they are not sure if there's ever been another bachelor who lives with his parents. Peter, even though he's from LA area, he's a big Seahawks fan. So I don't really know why, but he really loves the Seahawks.
Sounds like he was bandwagoning a couple years ago. Uh-oh, that's not a
No, I mean, he's still a
good.
fan.
No, but how did he become a
I
fan?
don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. And then he lives about 5 minutes from the Bachelor Mansion, apparently. So that, Brian, that must mean that you used to live really close to the Bachelor Mansion,
Yeah, I
too.
lived about 15 minutes from it, I
Did you ever
think.
drive by it?
I think I did. I think I did, but without knowing what it was. Like it's just like this
What?
really big hotel.
Yeah. Let's see. He speaks Spanish and German. And like I said, he is a pilot, and so you better believe that they're going to have a lot of flying dates on this season. The season doesn't start airing until like January, but they got to film it now.
Right.
And yeah, that's we don't know too much more about him, but he oh yeah, he's 28.
Yeah, and I think he'd make a pretty good bachelor. You know, for the we mentioned this earlier, but the contestants don't know who the bachelor or bachelorette is going to be. It's all you're all pre-selected before that even happens, so
I
you're just
mean,
kind of crossing your fingers.
they had like, two or three people that they thought were gonna might be bachelor. Like, there was the rumors going around. So
Right,
whoever
that's
was
true.
being casted was like, okay, it's most likely one of these two or three people.
Right.
But you're not really quite sure until I think a day or two before you meet the bachelor. So
You know what? Side note, I wonder if people actually like some contestants like they get the job or they get the like the contest contestant position and the bachelor gets picked and then they're like, no, I'm just kidding. I don't want
I mean,
that. Or they
I'm
just
sure it's
go with it.
happened.
Yeah, that's true. But that's kind of offensive. Well, I never mind. It's not offensive, but it'd be interesting to see if that happened.
Yeah. But
Okay, moving on. We have some movies that are coming up, and we're going to basically be just doing the movies up till December, so for the rest of the 2019 year. And these are movies that you guys might be aware of, but might want to go watch. And I have two, and Mary has two. Do you want to go back and forth, Mary? Do you want to say yours?
Sure. The first movie that's on my list is coming out November 22nd. It's really hyped up. It's Frozen 2. Disney has not really said anything about the actual plot of this movie, but here's a little paragraph that I found online. Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, Olaf, and Sven leave Arendelle to travel to an ancient autumn-bound forest of an enchanted land. They set out to find the origin of Elsa's powers in order to save their kingdom. So, I don't think there's going to be any song that could beat the hype of Let It Go when Frozen came
Yeah,
out.
that was such a good song. Like, I was singing that song to myself when no one was looking, let me just tell you. And I sounded pretty good singing that song. I was very inspired by that song.
Yeah.
But actually, I think that was the last Disney movie I even saw. Like, it was just that
No,
good.
no. You
What
saw
was
Finding
one after?
Dory?
Oh, okay. I forgot. Is that Disney? I thought it was Pixar. Well, I guess
Disney
it's the same thing
Pixar,
now.
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I stand corrected. Thank you, Mary, for correcting me.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this movie. Not sure if I'll see it in theaters, but maybe.
Yeah, I don't think I'll see it in theaters, maybe, but I'll definitely see it when it comes
Oh,
out
yeah. And
because
then also,
and
Disney Plus is starting up, in about like a little less than 2 months from now. Talked about that before, but this movie will be on there eventually. So if I'm planning to get Disney Plus, then I'll just watch it on
there you
Disney
go. It's
Plus.
one more perk of getting Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what's one of your movies, Brian?
Okay, so one of my movies is actually a movie that's in theaters right now. So I'm not sure when that ever is going to leave the theaters, but if you're interested, check out Theater Times. So it's It Chapter Two, and basically it, I guess it's like there's a bunch of books revolving around this clown. And so this is chapter two. Chapter one was what, 2 years ago, I think. And it was basically about a bunch of teenage boys and a girl that were just, hanging out and enjoying their teenage years. And then there was this evil clown that started terrorizing their town. And, I think he ate one of the kids. Like, it's pretty dark. This is a horror movie, by the
Well,
way, for
yeah.
those who don't know. So, if you don't like jumpy, scary movies, probably don't go to this. If you do, and you like, overly jumping and just like screaming as loud as you can, probably don't do that either at the theater because that's probably rude. Wait till it comes out. But yeah, so this is the second, the sequel to the first one. And the clown apparently was defeated the first time around, but now it's back, and it's haunting these kids who have all grown up. So this is 27 years later after the first chapter one, and we'll see if the kids make it out alive. The kids, now adults, make it out alive. Do you have any thoughts regarding this? You've seen part of this at least, right, Mary?
Maybe in
The
college.
first one.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I definitely saw it, and it was pretty scary. I don't have like a like a genre for or a feeling for horror movies, but yeah. It was pretty intense. What's
Okay.
your other movie, Mary?
Another very intense movie, Jumanji: The Next Level. That's coming out on December 13th, and all of the same actors who were in the 2017 movie are coming back. The Rock, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Nick Jonas. I'm excited. It's gonna be really funny.
Wait, Nick Jonas was in the first one?
Yeah. He's the tour guide person.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's a little synopsis. A team of friends returns to Jumanji to rescue one of their own, but discover that nothing is as they expect. The players need to brave parts unknown, from arid deserts to snowy mountains, in order to escape the world's most dangerous game. I loved the movie that came out a few years ago. That was so funny and really, really enjoyable. So I think I probably will see this in theaters again, December 13th, so like right before Christmas. There's always so many good
Yeah.
movies that come out right before Christmas.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I also saw this movie in theaters. And, kind of mixing in Jumanji with what I said for the previous movie that I said was it. The first Jumanji,
Yeah, the
not the
first one
most recent
is
one.
really scary.
The first one I literally thought was a horror movie because there is like I saw this in like when I was like I don't know 10 or something, and I'm like seeing people get like sucked into a board game. I'm like, oh my God, is this real? And like. This big scary, like, I guess I was afraid of elephants or something. Who knows? Big scary animals. They were like just trampling all over, the house. And I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want to watch this anymore. I think I had to watch it because it was like part of some like after school program or something.
What after school program was showing you that
I
movie?
don't know. They're just showing a movie for like, I don't know why they did that. Honestly, some parents should have complained because that movie was scary.
Yeah, that's really scary, but the one that came out a few years ago is mostly just funny. Like
Yes,
I wouldn't
that one
consider
was
that movie
funny and
scary at all.
comical. Yeah, I totally agree. That one was funny, comical, and that one was definitely good for all ages. And I hope this one is too.
I mean, I bet it will be, so.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be this more of the same. And if it is, then I'll definitely watch it in theaters because the first one was definitely good. And I would recommend watching the first one and this one because they're both really good, or will probably be really good at least.
The first one was good.
Yes. Okay. So my last movie is going to be the Star Wars movie, of course. This is probably what a lot of geeks and nerds are waiting for, and also just Star Wars fans in general. And this, I think, this should be the last Star Wars movie. I know they always have more, but this is probably going to be the last part of like the storyline. They have like standalone movies with certain characters, but this should be the last part of like the Star Wars. Like saga itself, it's called Rise of Skywalker, and there's literally no plot that I could find on like IMDb or
They're usually pretty, like just like Frozen 2, they're pretty
yeah. This one is being very, very, very secretive. All I get is the surviving resistance faces off in one final chapter.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, well, that's really
Wait,
helpful.
so this is gonna be the last Star Wars movie ever?
It's going to be the last part of the
Oh.
storyline of Star Wars movies that have been
I was gonna
being
say, I was
put
like,
out.
they'd be definitely hyping this up even more if it was the last one they're ever going to make.
So the storyline with like like the characters like Luke and Leia,
No, I mean, I don't
Skywalker,
really.
and
I
like
know those characters, but I don't really know the story.
okay, so that's okay. Mary, you got to watch it. I know you probably don't enjoy.
I
I,
don't.
what genre is this? Like fantasy, sci-fi
Sci-fi.
type, whatever. I know you probably don't enjoy that, but you need to watch it just to be culturally aware. This is some things that Americans have to do. This is like a citizenship type
I
thing,
didn't know that I was coming on the podcast to be like reprimanded for not watching a movie.
Okay, that's okay. I'll lay off you, but basically this is the end of that storyline, and then they're going to make new stories basically, but this
Okay.
is the end of that. So all the people that were originally invested in Star Wars like 20, 30 years ago are probably going to be really either they're biting their fingers because they know Disney's just gonna mess it up. But maybe they won't, and everyone will live happily ever after. But nobody knows what the plot is. They're holding it really close to their chest, but it is coming out December 20th, about a week after the Jumanji movie, so they're going to be competing for viewers. And you know, I'll probably see both just because they're both going to be really good movies. And since you haven't seen it, I'll give you my professional opinion on the movie, Mary, so you don't have to watch it. How about that?
Okay.
Yes.
That works. For people who don't have the time to pore over recipes or fight lines at the grocery store, Home Chef offers the perfect solution. I've used Home Chef, and each box delivery has pre-portioned ingredients along with easy-to-follow recipes that make home-cooked meals a breeze. Home Chef understands that time is limited, so recipes are designed to take less than 30 minutes to prepare, from box to plate. Choose from a wide selection of dinner entree options that are refreshed weekly or add express or oven-ready meals for busy weeks. Home Chef offers gluten-free meals as well as carb and calorie-conscious recipes. Choose from flexible meal plans that allow you to order for just 2 servings per meal or for the whole family. You can get $40 off your first Home Chef box by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/homechef.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes 1 free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/sss podcast to start your trial and choose your book today. And then lastly, we wanted to talk about iOS 13, which came out today. I'm very excited about it. I always love when Apple has their new software come out every year. So I already downloaded it, and let me just tell you a few of the cool things that I like so far. First one, they have dark mode. So basically, you can set it so, I mean, you can have it be in dark mode all the time, but you can also set it when to go with the sunrise and the sunset. So at night, then it... Most apps, like, you know, mail and texting and stuff, be a black background instead of white, so it's easier on your eyes and just, like, easier to look at. Plus, it's just, I don't know, I like it. And then also what I like is you can, in settings now, you can set it so you can have all of your tabs in Safari close after a certain amount of time, like a day, a week, a month, whatever you want it to set. Because sometimes I just open up more and more tabs in Safari when I'm looking at stuff on my phone. And sometimes I end up with, like, you know, 100 tabs after a while, and I have to close them one by one. So, and I don't even need them. I just, you know, it's like a simple search for something.
Right.
So, yeah. And then also what I really, really liked is it's not from on the iPhone specifically, but I have CarPlay, which is basically just I plug my phone into my car and then the Apple... like interface shows up in my car. Well, they changed the interface, and so it's easier to use. Yeah, basically before when you would you could only have one app open at a time, but now you can have your music, like the, you know, player pause right next to the map showing, and it just makes it easier. And Siri is easier to use in the car too. It can respond to more apps.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I have a couple of my favorites. I just actually downloaded it because Mary was on top of this and she's like, Brian, you have to download this. And I'm like, okay. So one of the features is you can mute email threads in Apple Mail. So basically, say you have like some work email thread and, you know, there's like 5 people in it, and say you're off work and then they start having some random conversation not related to your work and you don't want to keep on getting notifications each time someone responds to each other, you can temporarily mute it so you're not basically getting infinite notifications. And you can, of course, unmute it when you go back to work,
yeah.
Which I find that's kind of amusing. Apparently, there's much more you can do with reminders. One of the greatest things I've been picking up doing with the Apple, just the iPhone currently, is the, like the scheduler reminder page. I find that so useful because, I can be forgetful at times.
Do you just started using, that's not new at all. I've been using that ever since I got an iPhone.
Well, I know that's already been a thing, but I know they added some new features.
Yeah.
Just added more color and it's just better organized. I think it's just that like the user interface, like how the layout works. But that's pretty cool. And apparently also with Apple Maps, which I think is probably one of the greatest things about the iPhone, is just Apple Maps and being able to use it to, find where you're going and all that great stuff, is they've added a favorites folder, basically in Apple Maps. So now you don't have to just type in a certain address that you usually go to over and over again. You can basically throw that in your favorites and just click on it. So it's a little bit quicker and easier for users to basically use and not have to type in everything again.
Oh, and then also another thing I wanted to talk about was the volume. You're going up or down on the volume and it would just be in the middle of your screen when you're watching a YouTube video or just whatever. It would show up in the middle of the screen, it would block the video. Now it's on the side of the screen, much more discreet. So you can still see what volume you're, going up or down, but like it's not smack dab in the middle of the screen, which I think is much better design. And I did want to talk about this. I haven't tried it yet, but there's Apple Arcade, which you can get a free month of. Everyone can get a free month of. And then after that, it's $4.99 a month, which there's going to be just a bunch of games that you can play all for the same price. Again, I don't really know what games there are, but that's potentially a cool thing if you really like to play games on your phone.
Yeah, I'm not a big games on phone person,
yeah.
But there actually was one more feature that I found really interesting. They have like a feature that reduces the cellular Wi-Fi and like data use. Mm-hmm. So for example, say you're taking a bunch of pictures or videos of something and you have your iPhone attached to, the cloud, so it would upload this data. If you're not attached to like a Wi-Fi network, this would cost like a lot of data, and you don't want that to happen. So there's a feature where basically it basically holds onto that data and basically it waits until you come back onto a network. So usually when you get home or something like that, and then it just uploads it for you. And that's a more efficient way to upload data without, you going over, and it'll probably save you some money in the end if you're someone that usually goes over.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Also, I heard about the battery. They're going to try to help with battery life by basically your phone will start learning. Like if you charge your phone every night and you wake up at around, 6:30 every morning to unplug your phone, then it will charge your phone to 80% and then it will wait to charge the last 20% until you're about to unplug it. So the battery life will last longer. Like I had this problem a few months ago when I've had my phone for at that time about a year and a half and my battery was just like dead. It was just, it had so many charges, but this apparently will help with the battery health of your phone. So hopefully you won't have to buy new batteries often, because that's not very fun. Lastly, this is not related to iOS 13, but Mario Kart Tour is coming out on iPhone on the 25th. Which I'm excited about because I like to play Mario Kart and I just want to try it out on the iPhone.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. It sounds like probably a pay-to-play type game.
I don't know what it is, but
like, I don't think they're going to release that for free.
Might be a free trial. I'll do the free trial at least. I don't know. I think it's fun. I remember not realizing that like Mario Kart was tied to Nintendo when I first got an iPhone, and I was like searching on the App Store. And I was like, huh, I wonder why there's nothing like Mario Kart. But now I know.
And tisk, tisk.
Now they have one, just, 7 years after I got my first iPhone.
And so, you know what? Mario Kart's still probably one of the, I'd say, top 10 popular games.
I mean, yeah, I have a Wii, and I think I pretty much only ever play Mario Kart. I don't play my Wii that often, but when I do,
that's like
Mario Kart.
The notable game that goes with the Wii,
yeah,
I think, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope everyone has a great week and everyone enjoy their 21st night of September. You know the reference,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah. No, I don't. What is the 21st of September?
You probably just think, okay.
I'm like, what is she talking about? All right, explain it to me, Mary.
The Earth, Wind, and Fire song, September. Do you remember the 21st night of September?
No, I told you I don't listen to music. You know what?
That's
I'm
the
sorry.
lyric. That's the lyric.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll make that my homework
Yeah,
before the
everyone who
next
doesn't know what I'm
podcast.
talking about, just go listen to that song.
Okay.
Do you know the reference? Wake me up when September ends?
Yes, I do. There we go.
Yeah.
That's a song a little
Those
bit
are
more.
like two songs I know about September, so everyone listen to those before September ends.
Okay,
Maybe
will
they
do.
should start getting into Halloween music.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Well,
But
anyways, while I listen to some music for the next podcast, I wish you all a very happy week.
yep, have a happy week. Bye.
Bye.